So the last Gemara we just had in Samach Vav was the Gemara learned out that Korban Pesach is Doicha Shabbos from Korban Tomid. Now it says B'mayadoi, but B'mayadoi doesn't mean anything because it says B'mayadoi by Pesach also. So the Gemara said, it's a Kavachoymer. What's a Kavachoymer? Ma Tomid. She'ein Onish Kores is Doicha Shabbos, and Pesach that's Onish Kores, and it didn't say Doicha Shabbos. On that Gemara had a pircha, Mala Tomid Shken Todi V'Kolol. There's two milas with Tomid. It's Tomid, it's every single day, and it's Kolol, it's solely consumed, Lafuke Pesach. Now tell you something about him as a kasha, V'Tema, V'Nelef Mi Benayu, the Tomid Umila, or Mishtei Alechem, the Docha Shabbos. Tell you something as a Tmiya, he blabs a kasha, I could have answered that, Kavachomer Pircha. You tell me it's a pircha and a Kavachomer, because why? Mala Tomid Shken Onish Kores, Koshken Pesach. Right? And we say, no, Tomid is different because Todi V'Kolol. I can tell you that we learn out from Tomid together with Mila. Mila is Doicha Shabbos. Mila doesn't have the Todir and the Kolul part. Or Shtei Alechem. Shtei Alechem is not, it doesn't have these Milas. So it could have been a
carbon, Mila.
I understand, but the Maisa, it's a Maisa that's Doicha Shabbos. Now, Eli asked yesterday, you could have said something else. Mala Pesach Sheken Tzibur. Meaning it's not, you could have asked another Pircha you wanted to know. You want to another reason that Tomid is a tzibur, Mashenk and Pesach. But that's not really a pircha. Because I looked afterwards, I saw the Rambam and Pirsha Mishnayis in the Akdoma to Kochim is Magdi Korban Pesach. It's a Korban Yochid that has the milus of a Korban tzibur. And that's why it's Doicha Shabbos. And he says the reason why it's a milus of a Korban tzibur, because after all, it has his man kavua. Korban Yochid doesn't. So it's a Korban Yochid, the mile of a Korban Tzibur. So you can't say Mala Tomid Shekein Tzibur, Lafuke Pesach. Pesach also has a mile. It might be a Korban Yochid in reality, but Rambam calls it in Akdoma a Yochid that's noyig like a Tzibur. So that's a mile of a Tzibur.
What is the mile of Kolol?
Kolol means that it's totally consumed, so it's more Kodesh, more conditioned to it. So that's what even on Shabbos. So that was the Gabe, the Pircha of the Kavul Choyma. Then the Gemara said that we have a Gzeres Shova. It says Moyadoi by Pesach, and it says Moyadoi by Tomid, and we learn out one from another. Now, how do you know Tomid itself is Doicha Shabbos? That the Gemara says. It says, Oilas, first the Gemara says Moyadoi, then the Gemara says, Oilas Shabbos Shabbatoi. It says Moyadoi. Moyadoi by Pesach, Moyadoi by Tomid. How do you know Tomid itself is Doicha Shabbos? Oilas Shabbos Shabbatoi, Al Oilas HaTomid. Al Oilas HaTomid means besides the Oilas Tomid that was Doicha Shabbos. But now that you know you established Tomid is Doicha Shabbos, so now you have a Gzer Shov Mayado Mayadoi. Continues the Gemara, the last line, Samach Vav Amad Aleph. Omar Mar, Lemochor, Misha. What happened was there was a Shaila, what do you do? They asked Hill, the new Nossi, what do you do when you don't have a Sakin? And you need to have some service says every person needs his own Sakin. Because of blias of Shalom Minuyov. Someone has a tle, he has a sheep, so he takes the sakin, puts it into the wool. Gedi, if he has a goat, between the horns. Zog Dumoz, Samach Vav Amid Beis. A new kasha. After all, the Pasuk says, Loi Savad Bebchor. And from there we learn all kochim in Aldu Avoida. You're making the sheep work, it's kochim. And to the Gemara, Kehillel, you do like Hillel. What's like Hillel? The Tanya. Omgol v'Hillel, miyom v'leimol adam boi losoi. No one was ever moil in his oila, ela mevi'a chulin la'azora. He made sure it wasn't kochim yet until it came into the Azora. And over there, he was only mak the shit. So it's the shechita took place right then and there. You didn't do, no chance to do an avoida. V'soymich yodi olel, v'shoichtoi. That means to avoid the problem of avoida b'kochim, it's not kochim yet. Is that kochim to later? Now the lashon of the Gemara is
you're not being wrong kochim. It's for the purpose of the of this zevach.
That's Tosis. Tosis brings Yerushalmi. Look at the top Tosis. Yerushalmi mefarish binyan acher, meaning v'kol avid avoyde bekochim. The teretz is kehillel, meaning the chol avoyde shel tzorich hakorban ain by meila. An avoyde that tzorich hakorban is not called meila, and this is tzorich hakorban. So that's why it's not meila. Now, Lamoshal, Tosef brings on the bottom, he brings from Mesechus Parah, that the Pari, you can't do an Avoida. Let's say, Koshra, the four lines from the bottom of that Tosef. Koshra, b'moyseira, osa lo sandal, b'shush lo tachlik. You do something with the parah in order that shouldn't slip. Or piras talisa oleh bnei azvuvim kshegel. Zakal kosher letzok or kshegel. Meaning you're doing it for the tzorich. If you're doing it for yourself, if you're putting a talis over the parah because you want to, instead of schlepping yourself, that's psula, that's avoida. But if you're doing it in order that zvuvim shouldn't bite it, that's the tzorich. So we're also, that's what you're saying. The sakin is a tzorich, the korban. Why is it? In order to shecht. So that would be the Yerushalmi's teretz in Kehillel. Meaning, you don't have to say Kehillel that he wasn't makdish it later. Lo'olam, it's called tzorka. Now, there's another nekuda that we're saying now, mevi'a chulin la'azora. Now, we know there's an is of chulin la'azora. So what does chulin la'azora mean? Chulin la'azora doesn't mean you can't bring in a animal that's chulin. You can't do an avoider when it's chulin in the azora. Taisa says, chulin la'azora in the middle of the next dibur maschil is when you must do a tnufa like you would have done to a carbon when it's chulin. That's mevi'a chulin la'azora. However, the Taisa says over there towards the end, the next Taisa says, avaloch shemachnis tlech chulin ba'azora ve'ein oisa shum dover she'oisa be'karbonis. You don't do an avoider, just happen to be a goat walking in that's still chulin. She'yira k'makriv chulin le'gvoya shori. Meaning that's not a problem. She'yira k'makriv chulin ba'azora le'gvoya shori.
What was the problem? What is the problem?
The problem would have been, you're not to bring chulin ba'azora. We know you're not to be makriv chulin ba'azora. But what about bringing chulin ba'azora, the loshon of chulin ba'azora? How do you bring? You only makshid that says in the Gemara afterwards when it's azora, it's chulin ba'azora. Zoktay says chulin ba'azora means where you do a ma'isa that's doimel lekotchim in the azora. That means you do a tenufa to the animal when it's still chulin. That's chulin ba'azora. A tenufa to the animal. Or other something that's similar to an avoida. But when you don't do any avoida to it, that's not a problem of chulin ba'azora. Zoktay says, aval hocha, shemachnis tlech chulin ba'azora. You just machnis. That's the shita of Tosis. However, the Ran in the Dorim Daftes, the Ran says that even without doing any avoida, the mere fact of bringing a carbon, he now will bring chulin ba'azora. So then you would have to say over here in the Gemara that he was makdish it right before it entered azora. That he was makdish in azora. He's not allowed to bring chulin ba'azora, even to bring his azora. So you have to say that he did it right before.
Here
you're bringing this chulin for the purpose of a carbon. Chulin azari,
you cannot bring
your
you can't bring your pet this goat into
an azari.
I understand, but
you're
bringing the goat in order to
be makdish
it. That's not chulin
azari. Okay, I mean that's a Tosis really said before. That's the Yerushalmi. That's not called avoida. He's saying that's not chulin bazar either. It's a tzorich the carbon. But lemaisa, you're bringing lemaisa according to Tosis. He's saying it's only doing a ma'isa. According to the Ran, he's saying in the Ran it should not be shver because it's the tzorich. But the Ran holds that you take the words literally. You're not allowed to bring chulin ba'azara, period. You're not allowed to walk in. Just like a non-koin, a zar can walk in, a chulin cannot walk in. The Chazanish brings a raya from here, either way, especially from this last teretz, that you mak the shit right before it enters, right? Yeah. We're saying you makdish right before it enters. So if you makdish right before it enters, the Turi Evan in Megillah has a suffix. Chazanish is later on in Tzarivov, but he has a suffix. If you need a bikur of Dalad Yomim by Korban Pesach, do you need a bikur like all karbonos? Well, when does the din bikur take place? The bikur that we say doesn't have to be only after you makdish it. Or could it be before? That's the suffix of Turi Evan. Turi Evan is mistapic. The bikur that you need by Korban Pesach, which you need, does it have to be dafka after you makdish it, or could it be before? He brings a raya from here, could be before. Because over here, you only makdish it the last second. There's no time for Dalad Yomim. We're talking about Erev Pesach, right when before it enters. Even if it's before the Azara.
We write at what?
The raya that you don't need the bikur when it's Kodesh, you can do the bikur when it's still Chulin. The bikur of Korban Pesach, Tzadi Vav says, the Gemara later says, needs a bikur also. But this bikur is up to heaven is besuper bekoidish or even before your makdish. Here we see clearly before your makdish. Now there's another way you could have answered the Gemara. Kivega says, if let's say you're makdish betnai, let's say before that you do that void, before it travels, I makdish it that it's only kodesh when it enters the azora. Does a hektish betnai work? So right now it's not being oivid avoid bekochim. It's not kochim till later. So that would be another way, l'chayre, that it's not mishtamish b'kotshim. Because it's b'tenai, it's only chal when it enters the azara. You know, this Kvega is negated to the next Gemara. Let's see the next Gemara and we'll see why it's negaya. Zog the Gemara. So you're doing a Maisa of a Hekdesh, right? Only when it enters. Pesach b'Shabbos heichim motzi makdash lei. The Gemara is a kasha now. You're telling me you makdash it. How you makdash it? You're not going to be makdash on Shabbos. Pesach is talking about Pesach on Shabbos. How can you be makdash Pesach on Korban, Pesach on Shabbos? Votnan, Korban Pesach is on Yudalit, Choyl. But if it falls out on Shabbos, you can't be makdash. Votnan, ein makdishin, on Shabbos you can't be makdash. Ve'ein marichin, you can't say erki olai. Ve'ein makrimin, you can't say machrim de behema, the Shabbos. Ve'ein makbiin truma umaisris. All this is doim lemekho memkar. By Tumas Shemais is Metakin Mono. By the other ones, it's Doim Lemekhu Memkar. So all this is also. Kol Eilu B'yontav Amru. Kavachem B'Shabbos. So Zuchar it's a Pella. So what do you do over here? You tell me you mak the shit. What do you mean you mak the shit? It's Erev Pesach B'Shabbos. How you mak the shit? And that Gemara answers, Hani Mili B'choyve She'en Kvu Lem Zman. When it's a choyve that's not Kvu Zman, meaning a carbon that doesn't come a specific date. So then Taka, it's also. Because why are you doing it now? You should have done it before Shabbos. Ala b'choyv shekvul lemzman makdishin. Meaning, a choyv that's kvul lemzman, it has to be today. So just like in Shechta today, Rashi says, who then you can be makdish it today? Meaning, someone that's not kvul lemzman, you could have been makdish yesterday. Chatois and Hashomois. Masheng and Pesach, just like that krov is doicha Shabbos, who would then be makdish is doicha Shabbos? Right. But here we're saying that the Maisa Shechita is doicha, who are then yochel akdishoi. It's ein kavul hazman. Maybe the ein kavul hazman makes it also that it's less doim lemek chumemkar. Something that's kavul hazman, maybe it's less doim lemek chumemkar. Maybe that's nichlan in it. But look at Rashi, the Maisa Chavis akvul hazman. Leboi ba yoim shapi domi the hoil v'nishchot in a yoim, yochel akdishon a yoim. So, and we don't say it's totally in a blessed chachamim. Yochel akdishon. Because this is a dibur which is doim lemek chumemkar. That's all akdishon. So this mice of dibur doim lemek chumemkar by kavul mizman, it's mutter, just like a shecht, and maybe it's not doim lemek chumemkar because it comes automatically. So it's not something that you decided to get. On this Rikivega, that's what I meant before. Rikivega shakal v'tori, he says that what's the whole problem with makdishon Shabbos? Lo'olam b'makdish erev Shabbos with a t'nai. Be makdish erev Shabbos with a t'nai that is not bichal until it reaches the Azara. So Mela, it's not called be makdishon Shabbos.
So what's your problem?
First of all, ein shvus b'mikdash, the Gemara is going to say soon, but ein shvus b'mikdash is only negeya also when it's yev shalah soysoy. Something that you could do before. Right, so. Okay, so ein chanami. So first of all, you can do it before. Second of all, ein shvus b'mikdash we had before already. That's only shvus. That's the tzarich hitiru. That's loy le tzarich. That's unnecessary. It's loy hitiru. Chovish kvulim zen. You're not allowed to be makdish. Kvega just says you have an eitzah. You have an eitzah. The whole gemara's kasha falls off. You can be makdish with it tonight. Maybe it would work with it tonight. Maybe not. Maybe you can't backtrack. So it's already called that. That it's already a problem. But the point is, I mean, it's a avoida also. Is it maybe it's already called avoida bekotchim because he can't backtrack? He already marked the shit, even though it's not kodesh to later. I mean, there's two nekudas. One is avoida bekotchim, and one is being marked on Shabbos.
Are you marked a tumid every Shabbos? Are you marked a regular tumid, carbon tumid?
You could be makdish before Shabbos. Plus, chovis akvulim is man. The Gemara says clearly you're makdish. Chovis akvulim is man. You're allowed to be makdish. The Gemara states is yeladu. You're allowed to be makdish. There's no problem. It happens to be, if you do it before, then the problem falls off. The question is, does that work? Zog the Gemara weiter. The Omer Rabbi Yechanon, makdish odem es pischa b'Shabbos, v'chagigos b'yontif. You're allowed to be makdish korban Pesach on Shabbos, and you're chagig on yontif. These are kvulim zman, you're allowed to be makdish. Yes, korban tomet, Pesach, chagiga, Achigah is negated Yontif. Pesach is negated to Shabbos. Pesach is not negated to Yontif because Yontif is not Pesach. Pesach is Erev Yontif. So the Hakdosha is allowed to be done on Shabbos or on Yontif. Frek the Gemara Nukasha. Vahaloi Mechamer. A Nukasha. Mechamer Acha Behemtoi is a lav. If you are leading the animal and he's carrying something for you, it's Mechamer. Well, he's carrying the sakin. Frek the Gemara Vahaloi Mechamer. And for the Gemara, Mechamer Kalach Hayad. It's kalach hayad. Why is it kalach hayad? Zok Rashi. She'ein derech tle los is masui. It's not the derech of a tle. The whole tle is not derech to carry something for you. A donkey carries something for you. A schlepper animal, not a tle. Tle is not a los is masui, the animal. That's what Rashi said over here. It'll be Meir Arak in Talterah, in the Gemara, in Yuma, Samach Zayin, over there, it's talking about the Parah Aduma. So, or not, it's talking about the Soil Azazel. Over there you had a Zuhuris. So over there it says, Bein Karnov. And over there it says, it's Shloi Kederech. It's Shloi Kederech because it's Bein Karnov. Over there the Mashmoy says, Shloi Kederech is the Bein Karnov dick apart. Rashi is saying the Shloi Kederech is, Ein Derech L'tle Los is Masri. Not because it's Bein Karnov in the Tzemer.
Different animal? The same animal?
That's the same animal. But the point is that Ben Karnov, here we also have Ben Karnov, Bagdi. So the Ben Karnov part is that the Shloka Derech, or the Etzem mere fact, it's not a donkey, that's a schlepping animal, and that's why it's Shloka Derech, it's Kalach Hayad. Zog the Moa, Mechama Kalach Hayad. Mechama Kalach Hayad. So that's why it's not a problem. Zog the Moa, Mechama Kalach Hayad, Nami Nerd, Yisru, the Reisa, Leker, there's no Yisru, the Reisa. But Yisru, Med Rabbonim, Yir, Iko, there's an Issa Drabonon. Zakti Mo, that was the question that was posed to Hillel. How did the Kaboy made a Dovah Shesh Hatam in a Tehra? It's Mutam in the Raisa. It's not Mechamer. V'dovah Shvus, Oy Medofonov, it's a Shvus. L'okroi, Kela'ach Hayad B'mok HaMitzvah. Are you allowed to be Oyka this Issa Drabonon, Kela'ach Hayad B'mok HaMitzvah? Because you need L'maisa the Tleh. My, what's the din? Omer Lehen, and that's good for the Hillel answer. Aloch Zuh Shemati V'Shachachti. El Anichol Lehen L'Yisrael, Im Ein Nevi'inin, B'nei Nevi'inhein. And that's good for the Shakavtaya was. Shakavtaya was, is it mutter to be over on a Shvus, on a Derabonon, to be oiker Kela'ach Hayad B'mok HaMitzvah? And that he said, they're B'nei Nevi'im, and see what they do. Tosfos says, Kela'ach Hayad Nami Osa, could have said you mishtamish b'bal chayim. It's also awesome with Rabbonim. Now look at the next Tosfos. That's the Baskalach Hayad. The next one, Hanukli Yisrael v'im Toymar v'ob mastisin osa shvus the Rabbonim came to Efshal Asosim Erev Shabbos. You were asking this before, Reb Eli, that you're saying that l'chori shvus Efshal Asosim it's mut. That's also v'yesh loymar shvus behem to kill mishvus atzmoi. This shvul is easier. It's on the behemah. Zog du mal weiter. Omar Rav Yehuda. Omar Rav Kol HaMisyoyer. Someone who is a Balgaiva. Im Chochamu, Chochmosin, Mistak Lekas Mimenu. His Chochma leaves him. The Gemara said before, Hillel on his Darga was Kanter, he gave them Musa. So then he lost his Chochma, he didn't know what the halacha was. Now the Ben Yehuda says, he's Medaik, Mistak Lekas Mimenu. Not Stam, he loses all his Chochma. He loses the Chochma on the question that was posed to him. They asked him a question of Korban Pesach, and he became the Nasi because of that. Is the Deich Shabbos? So then, Mimenu on Korban Pesach, he was Mistalik Mimenu. What's the din? Legabed Isak, and if he forgot to bring it, that's the Lashon Mimenu. Im Noviu, if he's a Novi, Nivuos Mistalik Mimenu. Im Chochamu Chochamu Mistalik Mimenu. We didn't notice from Hillel. Doma Ma Hischam Akantum Medvorim. V'Kamalu Alocha Zushamati V'Shachachti. So we see clearly, he forgot it. Im novi nivos mislex mimenu mitvoira. Dichsev, chod du prozem b'Yisrael. The Pasuk says, chod du prozem b'Yisrael, chodelu, at shekamti dvoira, shekamti em b'Yisrael. Which means that people were scared. Chod du prozem b'Yisrael, they were scared to live in the Orei HaProzois, because they were scared of the Oivim. At shekamti, until I started leading, dvoira anov nviya said. So with that, she's, so to speak, bad-mouthing the people before her. Zogt Rashi, shehoysom mashapeles amanigim shelofonel, umesperes la'atzmo. So what happened? She lost the nevuah. Uksiv, uri uri dvoiri, uri uri divrei shir. Afterwards, she was mishtoikig, Zogt Rashi, because of the siluk ha'nevuah, to get back the nevuah. So we see it was nistalka, because it was misgyoher. Zogt Gemara, Resh Lakish Oymel. Resh Lakish Oymel, kolodim shekoyes, anyone that's bekas, im chochamu, if he's a chocham, chochmos mistalex menu. Now we're saying that bekas, before we said misyor, now we're saying if you bekas, you lose your chochma. Im novi univos mistalex menu, im chochamu, chochmos mistalex menu, moishe dechsiv. It says by Moshe Rabbeinu, vayikza moishe al pkudi achoyel. Vayikza moishe al pkudi achoyel, this is referring to when they went and fought the Midyanim. So vayikza moishe was upset al pkudi achoyel. That what? that they came back from Mechemes Midyan. He was upset that they let the Nekevis live. And it says afterwards, Vaksiv, Vayome Eloza Kornel Anshi Atzov Aboyim L'mechoma, Zoyz Chuk Satoyim Shatziv Hashem is Moshe. And Eloza is the one that taught them the halacha of a Hagolas Klei Midyan, that you need a Hagolas to be Machshavit. Not Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Nistalku Mimenu Chochmose Kol HaKoyes. There was a cast, says Vayikzov, on his Bechina. Michlal de Moshe, I Alamine, because Eloza is the one that said the halacha. Im Novi Universal Mistalks Mimenu Elisha. Dichsiv, Lule Pnei Yoshofet Melech Yudo, Ani Noise, Im Abit Elechov, Im Erecho. This was when Elisha did not want to see Yehoyram. Yehoyram was a Melech Yisrael, he was a Rasha, so he didn't want to see him. He says, if not for Yoshofet, I won't be Noise, an Abit Elecho, on Yehoyram. So, Lemaise, it's a Kass. Uksiv, Atik Chuli Menagin, Voi Kenagin Amenagin, Vati Olav Yad Hashem. That means that he needed the menagin, Zog Rashi, that he needed the nigan in order to get back the nevuah. Zog Rashi, kuli menagin lahave kase, to remove his kas, to put back at ease, lower his blood pressure. Shekos al yehoyram v'tiel of Yad Hashem michlal distalik. For me, we see that it was distalik, so it went away, and it was distalik and needed the kas to go away. V'tiel of Yad Hashem. Zog the Gemara. Whoever's bekas, even if they're paskan on him gdulim in hashemayim, moichidin oisid, they remove it from him. And the maral explains, a manig has to be very mesuder without kas. Kas is a steer to seder. Kas means you're leaving your regular norm, the seder. So melon moichidin oisid. Minolon, where do we know this from? Eliyav. Eliyav was the brother of David HaMelech. Shenemar. Vayichaf Eliyav b'David. He was angry at David. Vayoyim eloma zeyu garato. Vamino tashtam at atzoyin haheinu b'midbo. He left the tzoyin. Now really he left the tzoyin because his father told him to go and to bring tzeder to the people in the battle. But he thought he went stam to go look at the battle and leaving the tzoyin behind. He went to look at the war, but he didn't know that his father sent him. Now what happened? When Shmuel went to be Mamshech David, all the brothers of David says, all of them, you're not the right one. Well, don't even look at him. Al tabit al mareyu. And what else does it say? The El Goiva Koimosoi, Ki Mastiu, Miastiu. Now, Mastiu is a very strong Russian. David despised him, David should despise him. Why? Because before that he didn't. Michlal Dahave Rochim Ale. Michlal Dahave Rochim Ale Ade Idno. Meaning, he lost out the Melucha. Now, not that David HaMelech wouldn't have gotten the Melucha, but it would have been Roy to him. And that he lost out on all because of the Kaas. Zogt die Gemara, Ashkechon Tomid uPesach Doch Shabbos. So we had the Gemara Nomad Aleph, Komen Pesach, Komen Tomid Doch Shabbos. Moyada Moyadoi, and we have a Kavach Chomer. Zogt die Gemara, the Doch Tuma Menolon. We know Pesach, Betzibur, you bring it even Betuma. You don't wait for Pesach Sheni. A Yochid waits, but a Tzibur doesn't wait. So how do we know that a carbon, that a Pesach is Doch Tuma? Zog the Gemara, and how do you know Korban Tomid is like Pesach? Zog the Gemara, the Docha Tumah Nolon, Amri Kehecha Di'ale Mi Pesach. Di Kehecha Di'ale Pesach Mi Tomid, just like you learn Pesach from Tomid, that is Docha Shabbos, Linyan Shabbos, Hochan Ami Yalef Tomid Pesach, Linyan Tumah. You learn Tomid from Pesach. U Pesach Gufam Nolon, how do you know Pesach is Taka Docha Tumah? Zog the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, the Omer Kro. It says in the Pesach as follows, Ish Kiyeh Tomid Lenefesh, someone who's a Tomid Nefesh, Ish nitchil pesach sheni, an individual gets pesach sheni. Ve'ein tzibur nitchil pesach sheni. Ela avdi betumah, they do it betumah. Zogt Rashi. 7 lines, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines before the bottom of the Amud. Pesach ikri korban tzibur. That's mamash like the Rambam in Hakdom and Pirush Mishnayos, like we said. It's a korban yochid that has the mitzvah of a korban tzibur. Pesach iki korban tzibur. The osi beknufya beidach pirkin. Lemaise, it's coming bechabura, like a tzibur. So that's, and it's kavuah manach upon him. So, it's korban tzibur is not nitro pesach sheni, but state ish. They do it betuma. Now that's how we know korban pesach. So that's a yochid shita. Omer Reb Shimon Lokish Reb Yechanan, Eimo, maybe learn the opposite, maybe learn the Pesach as follows. Ish nitchil Pesach Sheni, an individual waits for Pesach Sheni. Tzibur, less lota kanta loy pesach ishem loy pesach sheni. Not that they can do it betuma. They can't do pesach sheni. Only an ish does, and they can't do pesach rishon either. So that's a shlokish kasha on the pasuk. What do you see in the pasuk that it's done betuma? Maybe it means it's not nitcha and it's not done either. Elom Reb Shimon Lakish, a different pasuk. Mehacha vayishalch min amachli kol tzgua v'chol zov v'chol tomel lenefesh. We'll see this pasuk tomorrow. The Gemara continues in Roman Aleph Samach Zayin and explains the makor v'shlokish. We'll stop over here.